Today, Florida's Attorney General Bill McCollum formed a working group on mortgage fraud. McCollum met with law enforcement, attorneys, and state officials in Tallahassee to coordinate how they will deal with the mortgage fraud.
We are not, as a state, in all the various capacities, whether it's criminal law or economic, doing all we can to coordinate the efforts that we need to coordinate to get after mortgage fraud. It's a huge problem. We all know that. And each of us in different roles, whether that's regulatory, yanking licenses, prosecuting cases criminally, or doing what we do some in our office, and that's just going out and filing a suit to shut some of these people down, which we have the right to do.
McCollum says there are about four different kinds of mortgage fraud going on in Florida.
We have some very traditional fraud in the inception of mortgages that still exist out there. It certainly started with cases like Countrywide and things of that nature. But we have things still related, in our case, in our office, to hurricanes and leftover things from the storm season. But then we have the type of mortgage fraud where people are taking money up front and walking away and doing nothing. And we have the type of fraud where people are getting the title.
Mark Ober, the elected state attorney in Hillsborough County, says his office has an economic crime unit that investigates mortgage fraud.
We see a multitude of these cases come in through our intake process. And of course, they're driven by predominantly by law enforcement, by the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office and the Tampa Police Department. And we also have a very good, and I would say an excellent, relationship with the United States Attorney's Office.